assignment from this past week was to work with the anchor term technique and come up with some ideas for Scott, as he's the beneficiary this week, for our ideas on how he can help scale. And so if it's okay with you guys, I'm pretty excited about what I came up with for him. So I'm going to go first, unless there's a huge objection.
Nope. You go for it, Bob, because struggle with this. So go for it.
Okay. So hearing no objection and a little bit of encouragement, I will go. So, Scott, the idea that I came up with for you was, and I think this works best, I initially came up with it for LinkedIn, but the more I thought about it, the more I think this actually works better, probably, for Facebook for sure, Twitter possibly Instagram, although, frankly, I'm not all that familiar with that platform. And potentially you could, or maybe even should, do a separate campaign for each platform. But here's the idea that I have, is anytime, and this is specifically geared toward Facebook, because I know per our conversation, you mentioned to me that you're looking to get more likes and followers for your page there, because that leads into doing a lot of the other things that you're wanting to do on media and the show and stuff. So anytime someone sees, this is a hashtag campaign, by the way, anytime someone sees someone posting on Facebook or sharing something that is one of life's exceptional moments, and when I say exceptional, I mean good or bad, right? They tag it with the hashtag best bottle moment. And as long as they like your page, or in the case of Twitter or Instagram, they follow you, each time they use that hashtag and tag a post with that, they're entered to win one of several prizes, all of which need to be worth winning, by the way. So that could be, you know, since you do a number of different things with your business, Scott, I think that could be part of your wine club. It could be something related to travel. It could be, I mean, you pick it, right? But, you know, in your mind, think, what would be, in my estimation, what would be worth winning? What would be worth adding that hashtag when I see a life moment that I think is a best bottle moment, either worth celebrating or commiserating, right? And and look, you might need to start that with some paid ads, but frankly, I mean, you have enough people that like your page already that I think it can be grown organically.
I think that's, it makes me think of one thing Corey Warfield told me a while ago, is that I needed to do an emocon deal every time I post something and kind of get that going in the hashtag on that. And there's actually some really good software out there that'll track hashtag strategies and gamify it and put it in there. And I instantly thought of a 3-day two-night experience at a 5-star resort in Thailand with a wine experience, because we've just got access to get that at an amazing price, and something like that would go viral. And then one of the things too, I'm trying to think on this, is we've earmarked the best bottle moments for them to be videos and different things of people that are having a wine that, you know, just ends up blowing your mind away. Kind of like when you see something in art, they're kind of rare moments. Mm-hmm. So I'm wondering kind of where you got the idea around the best bottle moment. And if I take that, because I see where you're going with that, of, you know, a beautiful picture of just a place, you see it and you're like, man, I could just, you know, spend a day there in meditation and be very happy. So,
I think what it does, Scott, is it capitalizes on the things that people use social media, especially Facebook, for, which is one of two things: either to bitch and moan, or or to brag, right? Like,
yeah.
Hey, I got a new car. moved into a new house, had a new grandbaby, had a new baby, right? Or my job sucks, or man, I feel awful today, or whatever. So the two extremes, which is typically what Facebook is, either one play right into that best bottle moment.
Yes.
Oh, hey, Scott, here's the kicker that I left off. I apologize. The kicker is the person whose post that the hashtag is on, they're entered too if they like your Facebook page already.
Oh, yeah, the multi, I like that. I like that, yeah.
So, anyway, I thought you'd like that. I was pretty excited.
No, I do very much. I've got to rattle that around in my brain, but because I can just see that having a really great opportunity to take social media followers is one of our metrics that we just, and that's another one really quickly on that, what's going on with the wine and the travel, because it's relating to all these things. It just was really dawned on me over the weekend. It's like we're going to be able to do this, not, you know, internationally, which is really going to help on our Netflix deal. So that right there is, that is a very nice nugget. It's so big, I really want to think all the way through it and see how massive that is, because it's brilliant. Thank you.
Well, look, Scott, here's the other thing that I think, and you're welcome, by the way, but here's the other thing that I think it does, is I think you can capture email addresses with that as well, because people have to be notified if they're winners, right?
You are correct, Bob.
Yeah.
I can go on vacation, Bob. Thanks.
So I think you can add to your email campaigns list as well with that. And so I think it's a big win.
Yeah, that is huge.
Anybody have any thoughts or comments to add to the basics that I've thrown out there on that?
Bob, you articulated very well the thoughts in my head, but I couldn't pull it together because I was all about the use of social media and how to scale it. But the whole hashtag and moving down that arena just totally escaped me. But, yeah, because social media was – I was the terms that I was using in the fuel, which is the power, and how do you move it, and how do things work in different industries, and it was all coming back to social media and using that as the ability to scale it.
Right, right. Okay, awesome. Well,
I registered UMass as a hashtag. You can register your hashtag on TWUBS, T-W-U-B-S, owner. TWUBS. I know it's a weird word, TWUBS. So I'm the registered owner of UMAP, even though there's another company called UMAP. It's a directional software. It's a software for finding things of interest to do when you're traveling and stuff. But anyway, it's in a different industry altogether because it's a software app. But I beat them to the punch and registered my UMAP on TWUBS. So you can register your UMAP so it shows up as you as the owner of it.
I had no clue. This is totally educational here. I had no clue that you could register hashtags.
Yeah, I didn't either. My social media person does my sites and does all my SEO and all that. She told me.
What do they charge on those?
Well, you don't have to pay anything to register it, but you can now then do like something per like $9 a year or something that gives you something. I don't know. I don't know what you get when you pay, but they offer additional.
I just wonder how these people come up with this and then, you know, start charging for them. That's fascinating, and that's brilliant. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I'm doing it for free. I'm not doing any additional add-on services. But.
Well, I'll tell you what, that knowledge right there is worth spending the hour on this call.
Yeah.
Register your hashtags, people.
Yeah. No, well, and come up with good hashtags that are memorable, and that's important. So, all right, did anybody else have some success coming up with an idea or two for Scott?
have two that I think are maybe viable. We'll see. So I thought perhaps that you could partner with a candle company, whether it's Yankee Candle or someone else, or even local candle shops in your area, for this kind of like upscale gift baskets for romantic special occasions like anniversaries, wedding gift baskets, and Valentine's Day. And if you put the candles in with the wine, you could call it the basket like Romance Your Senses, but senses is spelled S-C-E-N-T, like scent, so because it's got the candles in it. And it's something that would be that you could advertise for, you know, Valentine's Day, wedding gifts. Someone's always getting married. Someone's always having an anniversary. So it's year-round from that perspective, and then for Valentine's Day. And if you pulled in a chocolatier, you could really have a trifecta for romance with candles, chocolate, and wine. But, you know, you expand their reach outside of the candles, and they expand your reach into their candle kind of business. So you overlap your client base. So that was one idea. And
what
the other
the name
idea
of that?
I had, Romance Your Candle. Senses. And scent, it's spelt scent instead of, you know, Romance Your Senses, S-C-E-N-T-S-E-S, because of the candles in there. And that would, you're putting your partner in mind first, serving their need, because they would, that would appeal to them that it has the word scent in it like that, to kind of get them excited about it. I would buy that for, like, everyone getting married.
Absolutely.
It would be like the easiest gift. And then inside you have a card with both of your websites where people can order the basket. So the people who got the basket would then be able to now buy them for other people because you'd have a card in there where you buy them.
Yes, candle, chocolate, wine, got of all the brilliant.
Kristen, that I have to compliment you. That is brilliant.
Thank you. I thought about driving to get my kids from school.
Yeah. Well, you know what? That's why you work on stuff like this and then let your subconscious mind and your creative imagination do what it does.
Yeah. And my other idea is very simple and quick. I mean, I had a bunch of ideas, but I'm just trying to pick the two that I think are the easiest to implement and maybe the simplest to get your mind around. I had some crazy ideas around traveling wine tastings, like the food trucks where you have an app where people can get notices on where the wine tasting will be and, like, rush to show up to it to create demand, but that's crazy. So
I like crazy.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
I love that idea, but... Okay, so my other idea is really just around the property management thing, so... You know how you always have new tenants. This could be just even in your own city, new residential and commercial tenants, people coming into new apartments, people coming into new spaces, and you could partner with property management companies to get your wine put into their welcome baskets for when new tenants, commercial and residential tenants.
Talk about a competitive advantage, right? That's a big deal. A new potential resident comes in, and they want to know what's unique about your apartment complex versus another one. And if you have that and another apartment complex that's comparable and comparably priced doesn't, that's a win.
Yeah, and the reason that I picked that is because you're not going to really have people under 21 too often that are kind of renting commercial spaces, or, you know, you've got to keep that in mind. That was some of the ideas kind of came up against, like some of my TV and music ideas came up against the 21 thing. But.
Right, right. Well, that is, Scott, what do you think about those ideas?
I think I need to talk to more women is what I think I need to do, and that's a compliment to all the women on this call.